This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning. Another beautiful, extremely hot day in San Diego, California, apparently.
You know,
it was like 105 in Escondido yesterday.
It's insane. If I wanted to move to Phoenix, is all I'm going to say.
You're moving to Phoenix?
No, I don't
want
to.
That's what I got out of that.
No. If I wanted to move to Phoenix, then I would have done it, but I don't want to live in Phoenix weather.
Well, why would that be?
And I hate the term. It's a dry heat.
You don't like that,
I hate that term so much. It's the worst.
Just like you have Tesla syndrome.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, my skin just tingled again.
Oh, good. He's gonna be working in the government here soon. Well, I think what they are talking about appointing him to would probably help us all.
Okay.
Save his tax dollars. They were talking about all the government buildings that are owned by the United States.
Yeah.
And the amount of them that are just sitting vacant that they don't use.
I believe it. I so believe it.
We're so wasteful.
Yeah.
Somebody in charge of this stuff.
Yeah, I know. I always look at a lot of these vacant buildings and I'm wondering, well, we're going to use them at some point, right? It's just not going to just be empty, you know. So,
well, that's wishful thinking on your part.
It is what it is. How are things going at all the West Automotive Group shops?
Busy, hot. Everybody's hot, you know, but it is what it is. We'll get through this. I think the heat is supposed to last through this coming week, maybe into Wednesday or something.
I believe it was supposed to start cooling down around Tuesday. And when I mean cool down, still in the 90s.
Dropped to 92
or
something.
But like you said, Wednesday should go back into 80s because cloudy.
There's a big difference between 105 and 92.
Yeah, absolutely.
There is. Real big difference for sure.
I work outside, so I definitely know.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that will definitely, it's been warm out. Heat advisory. That's for your car, too.
Mm-hmm.
You better hope the cooling system is working well.
I hope so. That's for sure.
How's your AC doing in
my
your car?
My AC was doing great, but what I was going to mention was this past Thursday, there was a person that I work with the school district on the weekdays, and a parent was picking up their kid, and right as they soon tried to turn on the car, it's not starting, and it's 102 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm.
The worst possible time right there. And you have to wait in the parking lot.
So you know when batteries fail, right?
Yep.
Extreme heat changes get too hot or extreme cool changes get too cold.
Exactly.
And batteries don't like you.
Exactly.
So, and that sounds to me like a possible dead battery if it's just clicking, the solenoid's clicking on it. So Brendan was out there diagnosing it for him, weren't you?
I don't know about that, but you know, with my experience on this show, which is very limited, mind you, I don't think I could call myself an AEC certified.
No, you haven't taken the test. I'm pretty sure you can't. Exactly. So anyway, all good stuff for sure. But that is what happens in the heat. I'll tell you what, this heat is a bit rough on cars, and it can be for sure. Make sure, you know, and this is why I always talk about getting your AC checked out, you know, earlier in the year, usually in the spring, because when this time hits, if things aren't working well, it makes for a really rough day, especially at 105 degree temperature. And obviously, it's sweltering without question. But it is hard on your car too. The cooling system has to be working top notch. The AC system has to be in all good condition to keep it working properly and not overheat the car. We want to keep everything in good working order for sure. So make sure and get your vehicle in and get checked out. You know, we tried to tell you too before these big heat times, but if you haven't done it, you're concerned and you're having a problem, we're there for you. Just reach out and we'll get you checked out. I did real quick want to, today we're talking about vehicle recommendations and services and things like that, or anything else automotive. So 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, you know, I'm happy to talk to you about here as we go through the morning here, Auto Talk Radio. I did also, so we have, we're doing a little sponsorship with San Diego Automotive Museum coming up. Some really good stuff. Trunk or Treat, safe family event. This is a super cool event. So jumped in with these guys to help promote this and let everybody know what's going on. I'll be talking about it for the next few weeks till we get there. It happens on October 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All children 12 and under are free, and all parents of costumed children 12 and under are free also. Kids go trick-or-treating around the museum, finding treats inside and out of cars. Cars will be in our back lot for children to visit. They're handing out candy and everything from some of the trunks of these cars. The Balboa Park Halloween Spectacular will be running from 9:30 to 12 outside on the Palisades Plaza directly in front of the museum. So if you have any questions, you know, you can always ask me about it. But this is a great event that San Diego Auto Museum does every year. And so we wanted to get in and be part of it. Some good stuff here. Trunk or Treat, it's called. October 26th. Put it on your calendar. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Once again, 12 and under are free. And all parents of costumed children 12 and under are free. It's free for the kids to go trick-or-treating from around the museum there inside and out. And the cars... great stuff. So keeping our kids safe and allowing them to still trick or treat, which is a lot of fun if you remember that as a kid, but good stuff. So if you have the opportunity, show up. It's no charge and you get to check out the San Diego Auto Museum, which is super cool too. So just keep that in mind, and I'll remind you all as we keep going here, but good stuff. So today we're talking about issues with, not issues, but services and recommended things and get your vehicle looked at properly. So one of the things that we do at the West Automotive Group with when we're doing maintenance services such as oil changes for you, we do the AAA 40-point inspection is included with your service. And as far as that goes, we do a very good visual inspection for you. And the reason for this is, I'm telling you now, maintaining a vehicle is way less expensive than it is to fix a broken vehicle. And a lot of these services do help prevent failures down the road, such as things as transmission services. Now, I know I have to get people to say to me, oh, you know what? I was told that that's a sealed unit and there's no need to service it. Well, first off, there is no such thing as a sealed transmission, and they can all be serviced. You can replace the fluid minimally on them. A lot of them, you can replace the fluid and filter in that. But they're not sealed. There's no way they could be, because somehow you got to put fluid in them anytime. So that you have to remove a transmission, etc. So yes, fluid can be added to them or removed from them, and it can be serviced. We do recommend this service, and this is a big one for the as far as keeping this expensive component in good working order. It's the only thing you can actually do to help a transmission along the way to extend its life. And it's not that we want to wait till the fluid gets dirty. I hear people say this all the time. Well, the fluid looks good in it. Well, good. That's the goal we're trying to keep, is the fluid always looks good in it. Because if the fluid starts to look bad, we already have components wearing and problems starting. And we don't need that. So once a year, 20,000 miles in that area. Very good reminder to service transmission on your vehicle. We remind folks a lot on that. And it's just a great way to keep this expensive component good working order, because we have more transmission failures these days than we have engine failures, to be honest with you. And it's not cheap to replace. We've gotten into really technically advanced transmissions. A lot of vehicles are running 10 speeds, 8 speeds automatic transmissions, and they're electronically controlled and they're not super cheap. So we want to keep it in good working order. So the cost of servicing it is way less than replacing one. So one of the things that we do say to folks often when they talk about as far as transmission servicing, and when a manufacturer says, oh, it goes 100,000 miles without servicing it, we all tell people, well, when it fails, if you're not going to service it, you get, you know, clean new fluid with the new transmission. But the once again, the key to that is just keeping the transmission in great working order, as far as that goes. And do it by doing so, replacing the filter and fluid, that's the best you can do for it. So it's one of those services. But we'll talk about multiple other services and why they're important as we cruise along here this morning. Going to take our first break here real quick. 1-888-344-1170, though. It's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, I'm here to talk to you about today. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, back to Auto Talk. As the announcer said, 1-888-344-1170. Anyway, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Give us a call with any of your automotive-related questions. We're happy to talk to you about. Brendan loves to see if I can be stumped. Don't you, sir?
I get excited for these questions, but every time I'm like, man, this guy just knows his stuff so well.
Oh, that's what happened. Well, don't ask me about painting or anything like that, because I don't know anything about that.
What about gardening? Can I ask you about any gardening tips?
No, I don't know any. I called the garden guys when I need a tip on that, because they know all the things about gardening.
It's true.
They're all gardening through and through. They know things about plants that I never knew existed.
Right?
I'm always learning, though. Always learning, you know, on things that you don't deal with all the time. Have you ever heard something and you go, wow, now that makes sense?
Absolutely.
You know, you wondered about it at one time, but just didn't know, huh? Yeah. So all my plants are thriving right now at my house. They're doing great. I got the right kind for me, mostly cactus. They're really easy. They don't need any water hardly. They just keep doing their thing. So all good, right?
That's right.
All right, folks, I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission. Up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, AAA approved and STAR certified for smog, taking care of folks up there in North County for, wow, I was just thinking about that, like over 32 years. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved, out there in East County taking care of folks for well over 12 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in central San Diego, right there. AAA approved and smog certified. Taking care of folks over there for well over 7 years. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall. AAA approved and STAR certified. Taking care of folks over there for well over 5 years. And, of course, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission up at 229 South Coast Highway. You can see the ocean from the parking lot. A beautiful thing. AAA approved, taking care of folks up there for over a year now, as far as that goes. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio. As of all of our employees and myself believe in the same philosophy, we never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. And what that means to us, we'd never recommend a service or repair we wouldn't recommend to our own family members. So we treat you like family, get your vehicle in, get it diagnosed properly. We'll get you fixed up. That's our goal, always. Stop in, have your vehicle service repair, and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. And the West Automotive Group is always proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. Ask one of my advisors, manager, get a West Automotive Group card. These things are amazing. Anytime you need it, you get 6 months no interest. It's like cash. So great way to go, for sure. You can also take advantage, get your vehicle in, of our proper diagnosis, whether it's CertiCare for transmissions, diagnosis for drivability, noises, etc. Whatever you got, cooling system problems, AC issues, we're here for you. And that's what the most important thing is, to get that vehicle diagnosed properly. As I often tell folks, the best money ever spent on any repair is on a qualified technician at a quality facility to diagnose your vehicle properly. In the long run, if you always take your place, your vehicle to a place that can diagnose it properly, you will save thousands of dollars in a lifetime with car repairs, because we just see all too many repairs that somebody has done to a vehicle that did not fix the problem and possibly were unwarranted. Now, can't always say that they were for sure, because we didn't see the car before they did these repairs. But all I know is, we talk to clients that are first time coming in, and they a lot of times end up coming to us because somebody tried to fix their vehicle previously and the repair didn't work. It didn't fix the concern they had. So get in, we'll get you taken care of. We also offer shuttle rides to or from work or home at no charge. For folks, we'll get you home and we'll get you back, or we'll get you to work, we'll get you back as need be. And also, if for any reason you do need a rental vehicle, we work with rental agencies near us to get you a low-cost vehicle at all five locations. You can jump on West Automotive Group and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. That's westautomotivegroup.com. You can also make appointments, see all about us, and great stuff as far as that goes. West Automotive Group, to also, you can click on the Automan segments where I'm the Automan for the CW and Fox 5, and those are posted on our YouTube channel afterwards, or you can also click on Auto Talk Radio, and those are all posted there too, thanks to Brendan, who sends them to us regularly. So therefore,
they're except all for last week,
that
except,
was well last week, that's okay. We'll get over it.
Yeah,
so it happens. But last week, I believe, is probably going to be on there soon, so it all is good. Check us out, westautomotivegroup.com. Like I said, you can see all about us there. Great place to go, and you can make your appointments to get in. You can also email me anytime if you have any questions, autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com, or give us a call today for your automotive-related questions or topics at 888-344-1170. Here to chat with you for sure. All good stuff. All right, let's see what Mr. Bodie's got going on. He's always got an interesting automotive question. What's up, Bodie?
I don't know. Long story. I'm alive and well. How you doing?
Life is good, my friend. Life is good. It's a little warm out, but life is good.
Yeah. You ever been to Arizona in the summer?
Yeah, and I try to avoid it. I got to be honest with you. I don't know. Is it like 125 in Arizona right now, that it's 105 here, or what?
Well, hottest ever recorded temperature in the world was in Libya back in 1933, was 125.
In Libya?
In Libya.
Yeah, Africa. That's not a place I'll be. That's not a tourist destination these days. I don't think I'll be visiting there.
No.
Pretty sure there's a travel warning for U.S. citizens not to go to that country.
Well, yeah, as well. And then in America, I think the hottest was in Death Valley, was 118.
It's probably true. Probably true.
Yeah, yeah, I always say so.
But I believe Arizona does get in the 110s to 115 area, doesn't it, sometimes?
Yeah. I lived in Arizona. One day it was 112.
Yep.
So my brothers and I lived close together. I called them up and I said, hey, we own an apartment complex. I said, I'm going to treat you guys to lunch and a movie. I said, I ain't working today.
No way. Well, yeah, no way. And I do know during the summer there, often they'll start real early and they knock off earlier sometimes. I know they move their hours around to things because there's just no way in the middle of the afternoon you can work at 110 degree temperature. It just, it's miserable. So, and it's also dangerous.
Dangerous is the exact word.
Yep.
What they used to do in Arizona in the heat is, instead of starting at 7 o'clock, if you worked outside, you could start at 5, and you had to be legally done. It was state law. You had to be done by 2 o'clock.
Gotcha.
They couldn't make you work after that.
That's a good idea. Not a bad idea. Yeah. And find some AC after that. So what you got going? Yeah. What you got going car-wise, my friend?
Okay, I've got a car that smokes.
Mm-hmm.
The 1999 CRV. It's I've got the 2-month extension from the DMV.
Uh-huh.
So is there anything that can alleviate that, or is that time for a rebuild?
Well, it depends on why it's smoking, but it just when it's sitting there idling, it smokes.
Well, I started up. It used to smoke on upon starting, and then I put some what's the red stuff? Oh, I put some Marvel Mystery Oil in.
Gotcha.
And then I put some Chevron stuff in there, and now it only smokes if I'm at a traffic signal. It's got the long red cycle.
Uh huh.
And then I'll pull away, and it smokes a little bit.
Gotcha. Well, so all you can really do that with that, you could try a BG engine cleaning. Sometimes that, like I said, will remove carbon around the rings and all that and help revitalize those oil rings. But it sounds right to me like there's oil passing the oil ring. So that is really the only thing you could try. And if that doesn't work, then you're in for a higher cost for sure.
So, and then, can they pull the motor? If you're going to do the rings, you might as well do the bearings on the crank, right?
You might as well do it all. Yeah. It's fully apart at that point.
Yeah. And then you might as well throw a valve job on it, right?
Yeah. If I was going to do the bottom end, I'd do the valve same time. Head's off anyway. Might as well.
Oh, yeah.
So do the valve, surface the head, put new rings in. You know, you got to check. How many miles are on that car?
About 260.
Okay. I would, when you pop the pistons out, need to check the, you might have to bore that block and redo it because you need to, often over time, cylinders will start to egg shape because the way the piston pushes against the side, you know? So right, as far as that goes, well, yeah.
Yeah, I would have them, what they call reboring the cylinders.
Yeah, reboard the cylinders. Then, you can go up like 30 thousandths over pistons. So that's usually what they do.
Well, you have to make sure you got the pistons before you rebore it, right?
Yeah, you want the correct size pistons. Yeah, you can't just run any pistons in it.
Yeah. So we're looking at what, $4,000 or $5,000?
Yeah, right around there. I mean, by the time you get done messing around, unless you decide to do it yourself or you have a friend that'll do it for you labor free parts wise. I mean, you could, send out the block, get it bored in a machine shop. You do all the assembly and all that. I mean, I built a lot of engines in my life, but, otherwise, yes, to have it done, or have the engine replaced, either way, the motor itself is going to run you around $5,000.
So they would replace it with a rebuilt from the factory?
Remanufactured, yeah. Honda, you won't be able to get one of those from Honda, but there's plenty of companies such as Jasper Engines and Transmissions that do big remanufacturing, and you can purchase a motor actually from them.
And then same amount of money?
Yeah, pretty close. And the better thing that comes with that is they really, everything is updated on it. And they all come with a 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty.
And then, once you got the motor out, what about the transmission? Rebuild it?
Well, not necessarily. Is transmission doing just fine?
Oh, does it slip? Never slips.
Yep. And yeah, I drain out the fluid and put new fluid in. It's a Honda. You can't replace the filter. It's built inside of it. The only time the filter gets replaced is during a rebuild. So, yeah, put good new factory Honda fluid in that bad boy, and it'll be good to go. I wouldn't bother with rebuilding it.
Well, I've seen motors, I used to be in the business. You pull motors out, little shavings and bits of metal. If that filter can't be replaced or cleaned, what keeps it from getting gunked up where it doesn't work efficiently?
Oh, well, it does get gunked up when the transmission fails, that's for sure. So the two things we see stuck in a Honda filter when we disassemble them typically are converter clutch material, if a converter clutch comes apart. Or excessive amount of metal if we have a mechanical metal failure inside. So, but yes, they do get gunked up then. But the filter's made to last the life of the transmission inside there. I will tell you this. If you change the fluid on a Honda transmission every 20,000 miles or so, right in that area, you'll keep it nice and clean, and you don't have to worry about that filter getting gunked up. It's straining that brand new fluid, but clean fluid, but it's not, there's not picking up a bunch of contaminants.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, ask our young man to put me on.
Put you on hold.
Please.
Can you put Bodie on hold? He wants to listen through his phone. All right, Bodie. Take care, buddy.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Always good to talk to Mr. Bodes. He's got some great questions and stuff, but sounds like he's going to need an engine in that bad boy. We know he needs a catalytic converter, too. It's missing.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to rebuild that car. So he's got two cars. He's got that Honda CRV, and he's got an Acura.
Mm-hmm.
So I just ended up with a little Toyota RAV4. So let me know if you need a new car. That and a Hyundai Tucson I have, a 2018. I ended up with some cool cars.
Yeah. So he asked off the air about some car shows. Not really much in San Diego for like causes per se. There's going to be a really cool one out in Sunset Cliffs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a Sunset Cliffs Auto Show today from 10 a.m. to 2.
Nice.
Not for any cause per se, just a cool car show.
That will be the coolest place in San Diego.
Yes,
well, I'm just saying you're on the bluff, the breeze off the ocean. That's as cool as it's going to get outside. Absolutely. There's no question.
The ones that are for a good cause are up in L.A. I'll still mention them super quick.
Sure.
The 15th annual Cowabunga Barbecue and Beer Festival. There's going to be a car show there. Admission is $10 and $2 for kids from 5 to 12, and then kids under 5 are free.
And public service announce that if you're going to drink the beer, don't drive the car. Exactly. Go ahead.
Exactly, yeah. And this is for proceeds go to help the Rotary Club of Placentia. And that is going to be out at Kramer Park. You can look up the address. There's just no address for
I'm sure you can find it if you Google it.
Yeah, Kramer Park. The other one is the LAFD Relief Association car show, which stands for the Los Angeles Fire Department.
Yep.
That is going to be tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 over at Warner Center Park. And that is 8800 Topagon Canyon in Woodland Hills, California.
Gotcha.
The one I want to shout out to you, because I think you'll be really interested in this, it's today from 9 a.m. to noon, so you're not going to make it, unfortunately.
Oh.
It's up in L.A. It's in Van Nuys. Van Nuys, sorry.
Van Nuys.
Yeah. It's the Weird and Wacky Car Show. And get this. So they're advertising that they're going to have a Suzuki Cappuccino, a Honda Beat, a Subaru Sambar, a VW Thing, a Pontiac Aztec, Plymouth Prowler, Isuzu, is that how you pronounce it?
Isuzu
Via Cross, a Citroen, a Renault.
Citroen.
Renault. I don't know how to pronounce this one. P-E-U-G.
Peugeot.
What's that?
Peugeot.
Uh-huh. Okay. A Nash, a Reliant Robin, a Yugo, a Lada, a Trabant, a Messerschmitt, a BMW Isetta, PLP 50, Smart, Unimog, and Pinsgauer, and any electric conversions and custom one-off builds. I think that has
all those cars you mentioned. The sad part is I've worked on probably 80% of them.
I know you.
The other ones haven't. They've been imported, and there's very few of them. But yeah.
But they're so just wonky. I've seen these designs on these cars. I swear to you, it's the. I love it. I
remember in 1986, 87, I was in high school, and I was in a vocational automotive program in high school. I grew up in the Midwest, and Yugo was a brand new car, $39.95, drive it off the lot.
That's right.
Brand new car. Scary car, but brand new. The drive engine, drivetrain, transmission, all that is made by Renault in that car.
Okay.
It was purchased from Renault. Uh-huh. Yugo designed the little box that went around the engine and all that. But yeah, that car was like a tin can, man. You would not want to get hit in one of those. You would die.
Yeah,
die.
You told me there was a female student that brought it in for you to work it on. And that was your first experience with it.
It was. I saw somebody flip a brand new car, one of those on their side. Though, wow. Driving, yanked up the parking brake, it flipped sideways and fell on its side.
Yeah. See, I'm so glad.
Good way to damage a new. But then at $39.95, it's a throwaway car. You start all over.
It's true. But at the same time, you know, safety is utmost importance, and I'm glad to see where our technology and safety has begun from this point on.
Yep.
Airbags galore. I didn't even know there's an airbag in my headrest, and yep, There is one, apparently. So
yeah, we want to keep your head safe.
Exactly. So yeah. Yeah, it's very smart. Very smart.
Very important stuff when it comes to all that. Well, thanks for sharing those. Any more car shows? Is that all?
Just for this weekend, yes. Okay. There's a really good one for next week, but I will save that for next week.
Let's do it. We'll save it for next week. All right, perfect. All right, folks, we're going to have to take our last break here. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, I'm here to talk to you about. You're listening to the Auto Talk Radio Show on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. So we're talking about everything automotive, needed services, etc., things like that. All right. I do have to make one correction. Thank you, Steve. One of our regular listeners, Steve, he emails back and forth with me. Steve loves car stuff, so super cool. But so we made a mistake here. One time, Bodie, I'm going to have to say that you were actually wrong. I don't know this happens very often, but the hottest recorded temperature on Earth, this is documented, was 134.1 degrees Fahrenheit, measured on July 10th, 1913. At Furnace Creek Ranch in Death Valley. I've actually been there, out there. Not when it's 134 degrees, though. United States. So the hottest temperature in the world was actually registered at Furnace Creek in Death Valley, per this Google information. So we stand corrected, Bodie, you and me both. So, Steve, thanks for the info and the email, as always. We do appreciate good stuff there, as far as that goes. All right, let's... Bodie's got one more question. I'm going to grab him real quick here. Go, Bodie. Did you hear that? Bodie? Did you hear me? I had to correct you.
Yeah. That's fine. I'm open with that.
Steve's like you. He reads all kinds of stuff. He has all kinds of information. He sends me things like this all the time. You usually call in. He emails them to me. So, anyway. But that is very hot. We know that, right?
That's unbearable.
That's like skin peeling off hot. So, like, anyway.
Live it in the oven.
Yeah. Brandon said you had one more automotive question.
Yeah, you said you have a couple cars for sale?
I do. I will, yes. I have a 2018 Tucson that I ended up with that we're putting a motor in right now. It had the famous Hyundai motor problem, so putting an updated motor in it. And then I have a RAV4. I think it's 2007. Yep. Sometimes people just don't come get their cars, and I have to lien sale them, and that's what happens with them. So they become mine then.
So that RAV4 is a short one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about like your CRV, actually.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's like that. Maybe a little bigger than the CRV.
And how much are you asking for it?
I don't know. I didn't even come up with the price. Usually I do a good deal on them because I get them all cleaned up, make sure they're fully serviced and that. But before I do anything with it, I will let you know.
I'll call the shop and leave you a message.
That sounds good. And then, like I said, before we do anything with it, I'll be happy to let you know where we're at with it. Because, like I said, what I do is I'll have it, the oil changed on it. My guys look at it real close. Anything, like if it needs brakes or we do all that stuff, we get it all up to spec. Then I have it detailed and all cleaned up and ready to go. So it's like a new car in perfect shape. And that way, whoever gets it, when they drive off into the sunset, they're happy.
Yep.
So,
all right.
We will discuss.
Yeah. All right. Stay safe. Thank you.
Thanks, Bodie. Great talking to you. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye. So, all right. Put him on hold. I know he wants to listen. You're good at that. Just to keep that going for sure. So, hey, I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the number one technician recommended battery worldwide. We only stock Interstate batteries at the West Automotive Group. So if you need a battery for a vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. You get an appointment. We'll get you Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other reason, check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. And we love that partner with them and that they sponsor the Auto Talk Radio Show because they are a very high-quality product. No question about it. No other automotive a battery company that or any company that's better deserved that I'd rather align ourselves with than Interstate Batteries. They're great company. All right, we got Matt's got a question real quick. Good morning, Matt.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Fine, thank you. My wife has a 2015 RAV4.
Okay.
Just turned 100,000 miles, and I think I should change the transmission fluid. Is there some sort of requirement that you have to have the right volume or a temperature when you fill the transmission fluid on that?
So transmission fluid levels, it's not what temperature you fill it at, but what you have to do is once you fill it, you bring it up to operating temperature, and that's where you set the level at is during operating temperature because transmission fluid does expand when it heats up. So there is a proper level, and you got to check it at operating temperature once you've filled it.
So there's not like a special machine that Toyota uses to flush it through or
no? And I mean, you can do a complete fluid exchange on that. And if it's never been serviced in 100,000 miles and the fluid's in not the best order, yes. Now, we're often very careful about this, too. Best to have the fluid actually checked by a qualified facility that deals with transmission such as us, because if something is starting to fail on this transmission and the fluid's in really bad order, we would actually recommend to you at that point not to change it. Transmission fluid is extremely detergent, highly detergent. So if you start replacing the fluid and it's having a problem already, like clutch delamination has started, it will cause the failure of the trans pretty quickly. If that makes sense.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
No problem. Hey, anytime. Thanks for listening, Matt. Have a safe, wonderful weekend. Stay cool.
All right. Be well.
Bye-bye. So, yep. Yeah, and definitely, I'm having a wonderful, wonderful, safe weekend out there and cool. Stay cool. But yeah, great question. So we always check the fluid on those. You know, if it's just dirty, time to service, get it done, cleaned out. You might want to do a complete fluid exchange on that if it hasn't been serviced in quite a few miles. But we do try to stay on top of the fluid requirements there. My recommendation, regular service every 20,000 miles. You'll keep that trans in good working order. Good working order. So, great stuff. Anyway, do you have a question? You're looking at me funny.
No, I'm looking at auto news very quickly.
Anything good?
Yeah. Well, Volvo says, dude.
Boy, you have trouble with the names of these cars, don't you? Volvo.
You can pronounce it Volvo if you wanted to.
Volvo. It's called Volvo.
There's two different pronunciations of it.
I don't think so.
Like Nevada.
I don't think that's right either. Okay. Anyway, go ahead with your Volvo.
Anyways, they said they were going to aim for 100% electric vehicles sold by 2030. They've decided to push back that time period. They have not announced a time period yet of when it's going to be pushed back to, but
a good idea because nobody wants to buy those things.
Yeah. They also mentioned how their hybrid vehicles have actually been selling much better than the electric vehicles. So therefore, that's another important decision into the matter of why they're doing that in the first place. So,
well, people don't like that they have to drag an extension cord with you.
Yes. And not to mention, I think we mentioned this a couple of times where we said when we're driving by chargers in the mornings, there's a long line waiting for them just to get plugged in. And
I just can't imagine buying an electric car if you don't have a house that has solar and the ability to charge the car there at night. It's not that cheap to pull in and charge at one of those things.
I'm not sure about it either. And then also,
an hour is like anywhere from $25 to $40 from what I understand. So if you had to charge that thing every day, though.
Right. It's
$25 a day. It's going to cost you more than gas. I'd rather go to the gas station. It's quick and easy. I fill up for once, and I don't have to go back to the gas station for over a week.
It's true, but at the same time, they're just going to raise the price of gas as time goes on. If
drill, baby, certain, drill, price is going to go down.
I know. If certain things go the way they are, hopefully not looking like, but certain things go certain ways in a governmental state, then, but I'm not trying to be political here, but it has shown that it has gone up with certain political powers in power, is all I'm saying.
Oh, the cost of gasoline?
Yes.
Oh, pfft.
But
what you're trying to say is what happens with us producing oil or not, yes, the market does fluctuate, and it can fluctuate extremely, right?
Right.
So there you go. Hopefully we're going to go back the other way eventually. That's our hope.
Again, I have faith in the upcoming election here. So I bet there will be change coming ahead.
I agree. I think so too.
Other news. I hate talking about this company, as you know.
Tesla.
Yeah. They revealed that they're going to be putting out purpose-built robo-taxis out on October 10th of this year. See how the silence is right now?
Yeah, driverless taxis.
Yes.
Nice.
No, it's not nice. Why are we doing this? Why are we trying to make it... Basically, we're just going to live in the world of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Total Recall at this point.
Okay.
And I'm not for this. If I wanted a taxi, I'm going to go get an Uber or a taxi with a person in it specifically. It
sounds much safer to me. To get one with a person driving.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I was going to say without it. No, but I guess in your sense. And
my concern is not really riding in one of those. My concern is one of them driving over me if I'm crossing the road or something.
Not to mention how faulty Tesla systems are in their first place. How many times have they been recalled?
Elon is not going to invite you to dinner if you keep talking bad about him.
But I'm such a fan of his wife. No, I'm not.
I don't even know who his wife is.
She's a singer. Well, no. Ex-wife. I think they actually divorced. But yeah, she's a singer.
Is he single now?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I thought he was still married to the young kind of goth girl. Wasn't she kind of goth?
I guess.
Was she a singer?
She's a sing girl, I guess. But yeah, no, she's a singer, yeah.
Like a real singer?
Yeah.
You mean famous?
Yeah.
Why do I not know this?
And she's not like in a pop realm, but she's like in the experimental.
I don't listen to pop either, so I'm fine.
Last thing I was going to mention is Ford is recalling 91,000 EcoBoost models over a potential engine failure.
That's the 3.0 liter and there's several EcoBoost. So yeah,
the other one's 2.7.
Oh, those are both the V6 model EcoBoost.
You are reading word for word on this news report I was going to read.
No, I didn't read. I just know what motors they are. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that.
That they're having a problem with. Yeah, not so because the Ranger I have has a 2.3 liter EcoBoost in it, that's not part of the recall. No. Why I was just mentioning that. And yes, I've also seen the recall, but I've known about it for a bit.
Yeah, yeah. So. It's 2021 to 2022. Ford F-150s, Broncos, Explorers, Edges, and the Lincoln Aviator and Nautilus that are included in that list. So,
yep. So if you own one of those, they're going to put a free motor in there for you.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Hyundai's doing on all their cars. So that Tucson is the second.
Is this recently they're doing something?
Hyundai extended everything to 150,000 miles.
I think we talked about that like 2 weeks ago, actually.
And so I did a 2019 Tucson. I ended up with a bad motor.
Uh-huh.
Took it to Hyundai. They put a free motor in it for me.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
Now I got a 2018 doing the same thing. Put a free motor in it.
Okay.
So, you know what? And this is a nice car. I could get you right in it for a good deal, Brendan.
Another Hyundai?
Another Hyundai. With a new motor.
Okay.
A SUV. nice size little SUV. Yeah, your wife would like it. Easy to get the car.
How many already?
Oh, like 52,000. That's it.
That's not bad.
You know, it's very low mileage. Yeah. Yeah, very low.
I can trade my vehicle to you, right?
No trade-ins.
Dang it.
No trade-ins. What vehicle you want to trade?
The Rogue. We can give you
Oh, yeah. No, I don't want that thing. That's my least favorite vehicle. Nissan is my least favorite vehicle manufacturer.
But it's got this little nice transmission. I hear it's going to last for another 30,000 miles because
they extended the warranty on those too, I believe. on the transmission.
Part. Are you trying to get me angry now? Is that what you're trying to do?
No, I just know it's going to blow up.
Dang it.
Have we been servicing the trans?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Well, it might last a little longer.
I know. That's what you said. Come back to me at about 20,000. And I said, no, I've been keeping up with you guys with the transmission. Oh, good. You can see me in an extra 10,000 on top of that.
Yeah.
That's what your joke.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, so those trannies do fail. That's their wonderful CVT tranny that they use in everything now.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only car that I really liked by them was the little Nissan Frontier truck. Other than that, I'm not a big fan of Nissans. And, of course, all their Zs.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah, we talked about that, too. I just don't like the design of the Frontier, to be honest. I know it's just the small truck.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's the only one that lasted for quite a while.
It's true.
That, has no real issues, as we shall say, as far as that goes. But, it's funny. I ended up with cars to keep the ones that are good. The other ones, sometimes I end up with cars that are just junk.
True.
Yeah, and then I call the wrecking yard and just sell them off to them.
And not to even mention the fact that the Z is just too inconsistent in terms of, like, they'll have the model, and then the next year they'll say, okay, actually, we're going to stop the model, and then they'll bring it back again, and then they're going to stop, so on and so forth. And it's just, yeah.
You know, people are funny with their cars. I'll tell you something. Well, I'm not kidding you.
No, I had an Audi
A4. It was like a 2008 or 9, left behind. We couldn't lien sale that one because it belonged to somebody in the military, in the Marine Corps soldiers. So I finally get a hold of a kid. It took a year. And he goes, oh, yeah, I forgot all about that car. How do you forget where you left your car?
And what a big investment, too, of how much you spent on the car to begin with.
So. How do you forget where you left your car? I was like, well, you owe me some storage. Come get the thing. I need to get it out. And he did. He came and got it. I gave him a great deal on it. He's in the military. So I was like, dude. But my question is, you forgot your car for a year? Mm-hmm. I mean, I forgot my car for a day or something. I park it somewhere, you know. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to go get my car, you know.
Yeah.
But a year? How are you getting around? Like,
I know.
Every time you get in an Uber, wouldn't you think, God, I should go get my car?
It's true. It's very true.
It'd be a better way to go. So anyway, I don't know. It's very unique. People are unique sometimes. I typically don't lose cars. Have you ever lost a car?
No.
Oh,
not
good.
Once.
Good for you.
Yeah.
It's not something you should do.
I haven't even done the whole Seinfeld episode where they're in the parking garage and they're going onto levels and trying to figure out, where the heck did we park? I don't know.
Well, today you have the emergency button on your key fob.
It's very true.
It will find your car for you. It'll start honking at you.
The thing is, with the key fobs, they work in a certain distance. You have to be in a certain diameter, basically, of the car in order to even
make sure. I can start my car and everything with my phone.
Yes.
So I don't have to be in a certain distance of it. I could be around the world.
I could have done that with the other cars, but apparently you have to pay extra that kind of thing.
Not if you buy a good car.
Oh, okay.
Ford Garage comes with any new Ford truck you buy. So
yeah,
you get your little app on your phone. My car's hooked to it. So like on a hot day like today, if I'm coming out of the gym, start the car, it locks it. It can't drive off because you have to have the key to get it out of park. Mm-hmm. The key's got to be in the car to get it out of park. So it starts, locks all the doors, turns on the AC where you left it at.
Yep.
And by the time you get out there, it's cool and comfy.
It wasn't on my phone, but the Chevy Sonic I used to own, on the key fob itself,
same thing,
had a startup button where it automatically locked the doors until you get there.
There you go.
Warm up the car and have...
Car's warm, AC's on.
Yeah.
You're chilling like a villain, as we say, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Good stuff. So anyway, I did tell you earlier, so I shared all the trunk or treat stuff with Dave, so he's gonna push that out there too.
I love trunk or treats.
And it's a great thing for San Diego Auto Museum.
I don't know about you. I feel like now, ever since COVID, trunk or treats are becoming more popular than actual trick or treating to door to door now, all of a sudden, it seems like. Because I've gone to so many trunk or treat events because of my son
being
born.
Are you going to go to the San Diego Auto Museum one?
I will, absolutely.
You should. What are you going to dress little fella up as this year?
I'm trying to convince my wife to do, like, really, really specific SpongeBob jokes. And she's like,
"You're gonna put him in a big sponge?"
No, he would be this baby clam that SpongeBob took care of in one episode.
Are you gonna be SpongeBob?
No, I would be a haunted shopping list.
Oh,
because that's another joke inside SpongeBob. And every single time, my wife's like, "If I have to continuously keep explaining to people what my costume is, it's going to annoy the hell out of me." So I don't want to do.
I agree with your wife. It's never fun, you know. People don't know right away what it is. Then I don't know.
I want to dress up that one time where Seinfeld had the Native American.
I think since you're going to the car museum, you should dress up as different cars. You can be Mater the tow truck. And
I have a better idea. I just figured it out.
What? Are we going now? You're gonna.
Yeah, I know. But very quickly, I'm going to dress up like Dave Stahl. Dave Stahl gave me a bunch of his shirts. I'll dress up like him. I'll be interviewing, going, "All right, folks."
I can't wait to see you. That. All right, folks, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. We appreciate you joining us here at Auto Talk Radio this week. We will be back live, but jump on westautomotivegroup.com if we can get you helped out this week. You've been listening to Auto Talk Radio. Till next Saturday.
To all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.